Listen to verse 24, declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. And that means they're nothings. They're just a piece of wood, piece of stone, piece of metal. And is it vegetable, mineral, or what have you? Is that your god? All the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It does mean a beautiful church. I love those too. But it means the beauty of holiness. Oh, today, most of us don't even know what it is to worship God. And even right now, reading this psalm, don't you just really feel like saying a little amen? And maybe just say glory to God or praise the Lord, not just as some little Christian cliche, but something that's meaningful. Oh, how wonderful this is. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. A day's coming. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Trees are going to sing. I'm waiting for that day. Somebody says, how do you think they'll sing? I don't know. But when we get to that day, you and I both will know. Verse 34, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. God is not short on mercy. And that's what I need. I imagine that's what you need. He has plenty of it. Why don't you go to him? What do you need today? Go to him. Verse 35, and say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said amen, and they praised the Lord. This is wonderful, friends. I've just touched the surface here. We've just stood on the fringe of this marvelous psalm here today. Now let me move on. Verse 37, so he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80, Obed-Edom also the son of Jethun and Hosah, to be porters, and Zadok the priest, and his brethren the priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon. Now, I do not know who his secretary of state was, or his secretary of the treasury, or the representative at the United Nations, but I do know who the ones were that took care of the ark, and that worshiped before God, and carried on the spiritual matters of his kingdom. Verse 40, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar, the burnt offering continually, morning and evening, and to do according to all that's written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. They kept the way open to God. And with them Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. That's the reason you to give thanks to God. His mercy endureth forever. Now, this is a great section. Here's where God put the emphasis